Percy and Signal. Percy is a little green tank engine who works in the yard at the big station. He is a funny little engine and loves playing jokes. These jokes sometimes get him into trouble. "Peep, peep," he whistled one morning. "Hurry up, Gordon. The train is ready." Gordon thought he was late and came puffing out. "Ha ha," laughed Percy, and showed him a train of dirty coal trucks. Gordon didn't go back to the shed. He stayed on a siding, talking about how to say Percy about. "Stay in the shed today," squealed Percy to James. "The Fat Controller will come and see you." James was conceited engine. "Ah," he thought, "the Fat Controller knows I'm a fine engine, ready for anything. He wants me to pull a special train." So James stayed where he was, and nothing his driver and the fireman could do would make him move. But the Fat Controller never came, and the other engines grumbled dreadfully. They had to do James' work as well as their own. At least an inspector came and shone a wheel. "James," he said crossly, "you can stay here all day." "The Fat Controller told me to stay here," answered James sulkily. "He sent a message this morning." "He did not," retorted the inspector. "How could he anyway for a week?" "Oh," said James, "oh." And he came quickly out of the shed where Percy had wisely departed. When the Fat Controller came back, he did see James and Percy too. Both engines wished he hadn't. James and Gordon wanted to pay Percy out, but Percy kept out of their way. One morning, however, he was so excited that he forgot to be careful. "I say, your engines," he babbled. "I'm to take some trucks to Thomas Junction. The Fat Controller chose me specially. He must know I'm a really useful engine." "More likely he wants you out of the way," grunted James. But Gordon gave James a wink like this. "Ah, yes," said James. "Just so." "You were saying, Gordon?" "James and I were just speaking about signals at the junction. We can be too careful about signals," but then he needed to say that's to a really useful engine like you, Percy. Percy felt flattered. "Of course not," he said. "We had spoken of back signals," put in James. "They needed extra special care, you know. Would you like me to explain?" "No, thank you, James," said Percy. "I know all about signals," and bustled off importantly. James and Gordon solemnly exchanged winks. Percy was a little worried as he set out. "I wonder what back signals are," he thought. "Never mind, I'll message. I know about signals." He puffed crossly to the trucks and felt better. He saw a signal just outside the station. "Bother," he said. "It's a danger." "Oh, no," screamed the trucks as they bumped into each other. Presently, the signal moved to show line clear. Its arm moved up instead of down. Percy had never seen that sort of signal before. He was surprised. Down means go, he thought, and up means stop. So up still must mean go back. I know, it's one of those backing signals. How clever of me to find that out. Come on, Percy, said his driver. Off we go. But Percy wouldn't go forward, and his driver had to let him back in order to start at all. I'm clever, thought Percy. Even my driver doesn't know about backing signals. And he started so suddenly that the trucks screamed again. Whoa! Percy called his driver. Stop! You're going the wrong way! But it's a backing signal, Percy protested and told him about Gordon and James. The driver laughed and explained about signals that point up. Oh dear, said Percy. Let's start quickly before they come and see us. But he was too late. Gordon swept by with the express and saw everything. The big engines talked about signals that night. They thought the subject was funny. They laughed a lot. Percy thought they were being very silly.